Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Virginia is for eaters and drinkers. All kinds of eaters and drinkers. For oyster shuckers and slurpers. Winery samplers or all-day wine drinkers. Brewery hoppers and distillery sippers. For those who order grits and those who order cheese grits. We all know what the right way to order is. For barbecue triers who turn into finger lickers and meat off the bone suckers. All right, all this talk of food is making me hungry. I gotta go get some mac and cheese. Like I was saying, Virginia is for all sorts of food lovers. So come love it for yourself.
B-sides, rare finds, secret shows. Whether it's a must-see concert or a must-have coin, curious types crave interesting experiences. Bittrex is a cryptocurrency exchange empowering traders to feed their curiosity. With more than 100 tokens and unparalleled security, Bittrex offers a platform for next big thing discoverers to dive in. Get ready to trade beyond the trend. Discover more at bittrex.com. Trading involves significant risk of loss and is not suitable for all individuals. Carefully consider your level of experience and risk before trading.
Welcome to Savvy Business, Life Unscripted with your host, Christina Rivera, where our guests share their wisdom and valuable business tips, empowering our audience to expand their personal potential.
Hi, Dr. Carol Schwery. Welcome to Savvy Broadcasting, Life Unscripted. I'm so grateful to have you here today. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing fabulous, even more so that we're going to talk about how people can build a healthier lifestyle, keyword lifestyle. People get into this thing the beginning of every new year and they want to get jammed up and get on this, what do they call this thing in January that everyone does? Restructuring
their goals. They're planning their goals.
Resolution goals, all that good jazz.
Right.
But they don't stick to it often because, you know, really they're thinking about it as a diet or a thing for right now, a fad, instead of how do I build the best darn body I can, the optimal body, the optimum health? And you're going to help them do that, talking about how to build a strong immune system, your functional medicine. I'd like you to start by sharing a little bit about your backstory and what brought you to the whole world of functional medicine.
Well, I mean, from the time I was 18 years old, I was interested in what's going on with the body. And I got through the doorway of working on the body physically through something called polarity therapy. And then I was led by my polarity therapy teacher to get into the chiropractic. And right then, my first day of chiropractic, I started working for a chiropractor who then said, I'm going to pay for you to go to these seminars called applied kinesiology. Huh. And in applied kinesiology, we learned that there are three aspects to health. One is structure, which is what chiropractors are known for. One is biochemistry, which is all the chemical things that make up how our bodies function. And the third side, if we think of it as a triangle, is mental, emotional, spiritual. Mm. Well, we call that the triad of health. And what I discovered was I was very interested in the other two aspects of the triangle, which was the biochemistry and the mental, emotional, physical. So I was always interested in a more holistic view of health. And then about 20 years ago, I'd been in practice over 40 years. I started to have my health started to decline rapidly. And I became very, there was so many problems I was having. And I went from doctor to doctor to doctor. And I was not just doing alternative medicine, Western medicine. It was a long, drawn out, very unpleasant 5 years till I finally figured out that I had a very large brain tumor. And I was essentially dying slowly. Because my brain tumor was getting larger and larger. And it was, for me, a beautiful blend of needing to know for myself that I needed to go into the conventional medicine world and get my, get surgery, because it was huge and it was killing me. And then once that was through, I came out in a coma, totally paralyzed, and used my functional medicine or alternative medicine to get me back. Okay. So it was a blend, but what that did for me is it gave me, even though I may not have thought I needed more passion about this conversation, but I got more passion to really help people be able to manipulate the problems in their lives through this doorway of not using what I call top-down or drugs and surgery medicine, to give another option. Another option, which is what I call function of medicine.
This is fascinating to me. You know what I would love to see? The merging of the Western medicine, conventional, with what you're talking about, functional medicine. If that, you know, they could see it's not either or, that doctors, MDs who work in hospitals could be like, okay, let's have a Dr. Carol Schwery on staff here to work with us combined and the patient as a team. Imagine where we could go in just treating patients.
Well, believe it or not, there is the beginnings of that occurring.
Oh, there really is.
I just got off a 4-hour seminar where it was, you know, a blend of all sorts of physicians. And that really, particularly through this year of COVID, we're seeing the blending of what we can do from non-pharmaceutical agents to help us in our lifestyle and how we proceed.
This
is
fabulous.
What we're really here to talk about today.
This is such great news. Now, I just want to know, on just a side note, what is polarity therapy? Because I was curious. What does that mean? What is that?
Polarity therapy is an energy medicine type of work that's done on the body. And so basically the man who created it went all over the world studying different types of healing techniques. So it's a blend of Ayurvedic, which is Indian, Chinese, working on the body in energy. You've heard of, you know, in acupuncture, we have meridians. Similar things in Ayurvedic medicine, similar types of program.
Awesome.
So we use touch to stimulate energy movement.
Interesting.
In different patterns. Yeah.
Fabulous. All right. Well, this is fascinating. And what we're going to talk about today is how can people get in touch and heal their and build a strong immune system? Because what I'm finding from a lot of my friends who hit 40s and upward is that we start to have the same issues you had. Well, issues in that we start getting sick. And I think what it is, and someone had told me this who's a nutritionist, it's like, you know what? You didn't start getting sick. You've probably been getting sick because you haven't been keeping optimum health. And then eventually it manifests as disease. But it took like 20 years for you to get that cancer or this or whatever or thyroid. And now you just have to heal it. So how do we begin to build that kind of partnership with our body where we begin to discover what it needs, the immune system, the whole body?
Well, I think the best way I can talk about it is there are what I call foundation or pillars of health. Okay. And if we do not have a strong foundation, then the organ systems that are the steps above the foundation are going to crumble. So we need a strong foundation. And what most people think of as lifestyle is nutrition. Well, that's one of the pillars. Okay. So we have nutrition and hydration. We have, we're going to talk more about that, I think, today, is stress resilience. Are we incapable of coping with the stressors in our life? Do we have, is our exercise, are we moving adequately? Yeah. Are we having, you know, we live in a toxic soup in the world. We can be near 85,000 different chemicals every day, every week, excuse me, I should say that. And so we have a toxic environment around us. Mm-hmm. So are we able to cope with our the toxicity that's in our world constantly? Are we in a situation where our nervous system isn't functioning correctly? Mm-hmm. Are we in a situation where we are not, obviously this year, people have been incredibly lonely, incredibly isolated. Mm-hmm. If we don't have that community of human beings, that affects our immunity just as much as any of these other things that I was saying. Mm-hmm. Are we having any fun? Have we developed any strategies in life? These are real, practical, actual alterations of our physiology if this is not happening.
I love that you're bringing this forward, Dr. Shwery, because one thing I found that hit me hardest during COVID last year was the being lonely, not connecting with people. It is so important. I mean, I think it's important for everyone, but for me specifically as a person, love that social connection.
Well, it's required. I mean, we need it physiologically for ourselves. And then I may have missed one, but I wanted to say one other thing, which is genetics. Genetics do not determine our destiny, but lifestyle, which is all of what I've said, plays a part in how our genes are presenting. So if these things are not happening, then things about our genetics can show up in our bodies that wouldn't if we led a different type of lifestyle. And that's called epigenetics.
Wow. Well, you know what? Let's start from this, because this is where I was 2 years ago. I was very adrenaline fatigued. I was sitting on my ass working 16-hour days, very stressed, drinking about a billion cups of coffee and sugar and chocolate. And then I started to say, you know what? I'm getting very fat. I don't like this. I want to get skinny, but I can't conceive to move because I'm so exhausted. So what I started to do is I said, okay, what can I start to do to add some better nutrition? So I started working with a nutritionist. We started working on that. 6 months later, I started working out. So those are two of the elements you talked about. Now, we still haven't touched the psychological, spiritual, and just the other pillars of, you know, getting rid of the stress. What would you do with a person like me walking into your office? Where would you have them start?
Well, this is how I have everybody start in our conversation. I talk about there are multiple pandemics in the world right now. We think of COVID as a pandemic, but we have other pandemics, and one of them is stress. Holy. It is a pandemic. It is actually a physiological pandemic that is worldwide. So when I discover that stress is one of the key elements, as it is with most of us, and stress isn't just emotional. It's physical. It can be thermal. It can be the environment, the toxicity. These are all stressors. They have equal weight. So if I find that if I feel that stress is a predominant problem, one of the things we do in functional medicine is we say we test, not guess. Mm. So there are tests for a function now in terms of stress. And I don't know if you've heard about adrenal glands, but they are a first line of defense against stress. Mm-hmm. So we test through saliva or urine about adrenal function. So we can find out, your adrenal glands and your stress hormones are not working well. They can be elevated, as you just said, or completely depleted, or both.
Ooh.
And so that gives me a window in how would I take care of somebody to deal with the physiological stress that's actually producing hormonal change.
Wow, that's a key component you just mentioned, hormonal change. It seemed for me that a lot of my friends are talking about hormonal type issues, and I'm wondering if the stress is playing a factor in causing those issues a lot of the time.
Well, one of the things you just said is hormonal issues. Everybody thinks of sex hormones as the only hormones. What I'm talking about is adrenal hormones. Mm-hmm. Those are our stress hormones. Cortisol is the main one. They have commercials about it.
Yeah.
Okay. But so cortisol, it induces a midriff, a muffin top. when the cortisol's off. But so you've got about 40 hormones in the body, not just your sex hormones.
That's a lot of hormones to keep.
So they're all interreacting. They're all playing a part together. Mm-hmm. But we need to find out what are these stress hormones doing. So that way we can then modify lifestyle. So simple things that you said. Let's say we find out that the adrenal hormones are off. Something I could say to your people today without, you know, seeing what their test is. Mm-hmm. Simple nutritional things that you can do to manage your stress is take B6, B5, vitamin C. Okay, these are simple things that you can do that you, even if you don't know where your hormones are at, your adrenal hormones, this is something you can do.
What do those two B's do?
They're really fabulous for the cortisol levels and for the function. Okay, awesome. They do many things.
Okay,
but this is why I'm saying vitamin C, B6, and B5, and these are things that you can usually get them in a formula, or I provide that for people. You know, because I have brands of that I believe are better. Awesome. More physician brands. So these are things that you can do yourself. I also say to deal with your stress level, stop watching TV and the news.
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, meditate. I have something that I love to tell people called onemomentmeditation.com. One moment, not 1 minute, onemomentmeditation.com. It's this thing, it's an app, or you can see it on your big computer. And it's, you can do a minute of meditation anywhere. Mm-hmm. And these are things which will help manage your adrenal hormones and get them into more balance. Mm. So from the stress level point of view, this is sort of the way I would talk to somebody knowing what really is going on with them that way.
Yeah, I love that because I love the fact that you test to discover what are the essential, because everyone could be different. I could have at that time 2 years ago had both going on, both elevated and depleted adrenals. I never got tested actually.
Right. It's not an expensive test.
Oh.
And if anybody, you know, is interested, you can contact me and I can provide it for you. It's out of all the tests I would do, that would be one of the cheapest.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, what happened for me, it's been a journey, but I've been working with a number of different people over the past 2 years. And now I'm working with a personal trainer and I've gotten rid of sugar and all that good jazz. But yeah, it's amazing. And what I find, I think this is what's hard for a lot of people listening in. When you get to a point where I was 180 pounds and very fatigued, you feel like it's so insurmountable to get back to health. Or maybe you have some other greater challenging health issues. But it's not an all-at-once process. It's a step-by-step process. And I think if people hear that, okay, you don't have to worry about getting to the end. Let's just start with one thing that we can start to make better.
Right. That's something, too. I just wanted to link it back. If your adrenal hormones are not functioning correctly, they are very involved with your immune function, which is why we're talking about this in the first place. You can, if your adrenals and your hormone levels that way are not in the proper parameters in terms of what's healthy, you're not going to be able to deal with your immune system. So I want to link those two together.
I got you.
And you said something else, which was really important. There's two other pandemics that I want to talk about as they relate to immune function. The second one is something called metabolic syndrome, which is how you manage it is your ability to manage blood sugar. What's happening with your sugar? With your sugar, it's an insulin in your body, and I think one out of about 50 million people in this country have this problem, which is pre-diabetic, and they don't know. Mm. So if you're having trouble with managing your insulin and your blood sugar, you are going to really have trouble managing your immunity, because when your insulin is having a problem, it controls your immune cells in your body. Mm. It helps them metabolize correctly. So if you're not managing your blood sugar correctly, and I would say most people have not a clue on earth Mm-hmm. So with most of my patients, I ask them to do their own blood sugar evaluation for at least 3 or 4 days, which means pricking their finger 6 or 7 times a day. So we find out, what is your blood sugar doing? It's not just enough to go and get a blood test first thing in the morning to know what's really going on. So this is really, really important. This is something you could do right now. Today, to say, I'm going to make my immune system healthier, more resilient, so that I can manage not getting sick mm-hmm. by managing these things, which you would think have nothing to do with your immunity. But the body, one of the things about functional medicine is we're trying to understand root causes of why people get sick. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So if you can manage your blood sugar, that's one other incredible way to fight the potential of you becoming infected
wow.
with anything, whether it's COVID or anything else.
So when you say just getting a blood test in the morning is not enough, it's because your blood sugar is going up and down throughout the day.
That's right. And do you think stress can affect your blood sugar?
I would think so.
Yeah. It totally can. And so definitely. And do you think lack of sleep could affect your blood sugar?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, I forgot to mention that was one of the foundations of health is sleep. I knew I forgot one.
A big one for Americans, I think.
Yes, yes. And so this, you know, a couple of simple things to do mm-hmm. is stop eating carbs, simple carbs. Lighten up on your pastas and your breads and your alcohol. Mm-hmm. These all convert into sugar. Yep. Your starchy carbs, mm-hmm. These things convert. This will help manage your blood sugar, AKA manage your immune system.
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah. It's amazing. I stopped 2 months ago doing the refined sugar, the carbs, the pasta, the breads, all that stuff. And I feel tremendously better. So I've heard of something called insulin resistance. Is that the same thing you're talking about?
It's in part, it is. So metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance is like a sub label mm-hmm. of that. Yes, it is. But some of the signs of the metabolic syndrome is the insulin resistance. It's you're having high blood pressure, or you're having your measurement in mm-hmm. your belly. Mm-hmm. For women, it's over 40.
Mm.
Okay. So, and probably most of the people you're listening on this are women. It would be my guess who are listening to you. Mm-hmm. If your inches are more than 40, if your HDL cholesterol and LDLs, if the ratio is off, these are all things that are part of the metabolic syndrome picture. Wow. So do you know, in COVID, we talk mm-hmm. about comorbidities.
Yes.
It's all this.
Oh, really?
All
wow.
this.
So if you clear this up, you keep yourself safer from COVID.
That's too. Right. That's
wow.
right. That's the point.
That's awesome.
That's the point. So these are things you can sit down and do today
mm-hmm.
To help yourself.
Yeah.
Again, what I said is I want to test people. I don't want to just make an assumption that your blood sugar's off without knowing. Chances are, somewhere throughout the day, you're spiking. But I can tell your listeners that, you know, if you hit over one, like throughout the day, we want you to be under 140, preferably 120. And we want your blood sugar in the morning to be around 80 and at max 90 with first okay. morning blood sugar.
Okay.
So you know what? You can go on Amazon. I shouldn't say that, but it's true. And buy blood sugar meters for much less than you can buy them in the pharmacy. And you can do your own. You can do your own assessment of yourself. And if you want somebody to really look at it, you can send it over to me, and we can look at it.
That's right, and get the expert help you need. Now, there's one more pillar, I believe, that you wanted.
Well, there's one more pandemic.
Pandemic,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes, and that's called alterations of the microbiome of your gut. Gut. Do you know that there's about 70% of all our immune cells live in the gut?
Wow.
70%.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah. So if your gut's messed up,
wow,
your immunity potentially is going to be altered and not be able to support you. And I want to say, I want to bring it back to stress for a second in the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands also are directly involved with an immunoglobulin in the gut. So if the adrenals are screwed up, then they're not going to send the right message to the gut for a particular immune molecule called SIGA or SIGA to help us fight infection. So the gut in and of itself, 70% of our immunity is there. But if the adrenals aren't functioning and they can't send the right amount of that molecule there, we're going to really have trouble. So if your gut, again, people don't, we have, oh, I just have the, you know, the normal constipation, or I have the normal diarrhea, or I have the normal alternating constipation and diarrhea, or I just have a little, you know, heartburn, you know, every night, or these are not
normal.
They're not normal.
They shouldn't be normal.
Right. So it's, again, it's worthwhile from my point of view in trying to find root causes of why people get ill. If there seems to be a trend towards gut problems after I do about 30 pages of questionnaires. Wow. It's a lot because people, you know, we need to really understand things. Then we want to test the gut and find out what really is going on down there. So we know how to change it.
Yeah.
When you go into a store, this is a very long conversation, which is beyond what we can have time for here.
Yeah, yeah.
But probiotics, the type and the strain do matter.
Huh.
You can't just go say one is not equal to the other. Is strain, you want to know the strain of the product because every strain does different things. There are certain strains that help with immunity. There are certain strains that help with female problems or weight problems. So you can go or you can contact me and I can share.
Yeah. Well, what's good about that is that they're not all equal. And because my husband was taking some probiotics and one particular one was working fabulous. The next bottle wasn't. But we didn't pay attention. We thought all probiotics were the exact same thing.
Yeah, they are not all the same by far. In fact, it's a field that we're learning more and more about. So we will get more and more information about, oh, well, this type works this way. So it's really progressing.
That's amazing.
What we know.
Yeah. And what's amazing to me, someone said to me recently, she had had cancer and now she's healthy, but we had a meeting about 2 years ago and I brought a bunch of pastries and stuff to the meeting. And she said, no, I don't eat any of sugars because they feed the biome. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, it feeds cancer. I don't touch that stuff. Does it feed the bad bacteria in your gut, sugars? And
well, it alters your pH.
Oh.
Sugar, it's like your bacteria throughout your body, particularly also in your vagina. You know, people get vaginal yeast infections and stuff. When you eat sugar, everybody's going, yee-hee, party, because they go, oh, the pH is so alkaline now, I can proliferate.
Oh, okay.
I'm really happy. You just keep eating all that sugar because
it makes me grow.
It's going to be really good. Yeah,
for them, not you.
It's not a good plan. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this has been amazing. You've given so many cues and clues for people to get started today. And if they feel they need the extra help, where can they go to give you a holler so you can help them in your office? How can they do that?
Well, what I encourage people to do, and I'm offering it as a gift, if you would like a 15-minute free conversation with me about what's going on with you, what have you tried, what are your health challenges, what is it that your goals are, so that we can find out more about you, I can, and you can find out more about what I do, and if there might be an opportunity for us to work together, I'm offering this free 15-minute. You can call my office at 831-476-6906. And let them know that you heard me on your show and you want a 15-minute free consultation. All right. I'm happy to do that. Or you can go to my website, drcarolschwery.com. And I assume you'll have that in your notes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
And find out more about me that way. And you can do that. But the 15-minute free will be right. You can just call my office and make that happen.
Yeah. And tell me, if they're totally interested, now you're in California, can you work remotely with them or you can?
Absolutely. I do it all over. Yeah, I do.
Yay. So everyone,
Where are you?
I'm in Texas.
You're in Texas. Another Texas girl. Okay.
Yeah. Great. We just moved here from New York. So.
Oh, wow.
6 months ago.
Yeah. Wow. Cool.
Yeah. So we're loving it. Very woody around here. It smells great. I love this. The air. But everyone go to Dr. Carol Swery. I'm going to spell it for everyone. D-R and then Carol, C-A-R-O-L and last name S-H-W-E-R-Y.com. Because, you know, maybe they're just listening in, not watching us. So that they'll have it. So everyone go check it out. And if you need the help today, Carol is here to help you. Thank you, Dr. Twery, for coming to join us today. It's been fabulous. Oh,
thank you so much. And I really appreciate it. And I hope everybody has a wonderful day.
You betcha. Take care.
Like, subscribe, and share this episode. To listen to more savvy episodes and savvy biz tips, go to www.lifeunscriptedradio.com. To find out about our paid sponsorship opportunities or how to become a guest, email Christina at lifeunscriptedradio.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a good day. The demand for healthcare professionals who deliver both comfort and critical care is growing.
FindNursingSchools.com connected me with an accelerated Bachelor's of Nursing degree program in my area with expanded capacity so I could complete the program in 16 months. Now I'm on the path to an in-demand career that offers job stability, flexible schedules, competitive pay, and the choice of where to work.
Visit FindNursingSchools.com to begin your journey today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run FutureTools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of Lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.